Hello, my name's May Johnstone from deliciushealing.com, about to guide you through my quick start for intentional resting. Intentional resting was discovered by Dan Howard, and you can find out more on his website, intentionalresting.com. This guide will mainly focus on getting you started. Please be sure you're in a safe environment before listening further, as my voice has a very relaxing effect on most people. Intentional resting takes you very quickly from a state of stress to one of deep rest. Many of us are operating almost continually in a stressed state, with our bodies on alert and our energy systems out of balance, even though oftentimes we're not aware that we're even in this stress state. So what a gift to be able to move almost instantly to a state of deep rest where healing and infinite possibilities are available to you. Ready to give it a go? Here are the steps. First of all, scan your body and mind and find something that's bothering you right now. Just go with the first thing that comes to mind. It could be a sore shoulder, or it could be feeling anxious about a presentation you're going to give tomorrow. Just whatever pops up for you. I'm going to rest for my stiff lower back. So the second step is to silently say this phrase to yourself. This is the key phrase for intentional resting. I'm resting for my lower back now. So say the same phrase, replacing my lower back with your issue. And the third step is to pause for about half a minute and simply notice what you notice. So that's about half a minute gone. So now pause again and review your issue. Has there been some change? Most people experience at least some softening of the issue they rested for. Sometimes it goes away completely. If there's been no change at all, then you may want to try the alternative wording. So instead of saying, I'm resting for my lower back now, you could try, I'm resting into my lower back now. And this may have a different effect. To have another go, let's all rest for our whole bodies. So silently say to yourself, I'm resting for my whole body now. And we'll pause and notice what we notice for about half a minute. And now checking over your whole body to see what you notice. I can feel my face is relaxed. My shoulders have dropped. And when I watch other people resting for their whole body, I can usually see an overall softening in their face and their body as a whole. So that's it. That's how we do intentional resting. We notice something that's bothering us. We silently say the phrase, I'm resting for whatever it is now, or I'm resting into my issue now. And then we pause for about half a minute and notice what we notice. So I invite you to go away and play with resting. It's really only limited by your imagination. And to finish with this guide, here are 7 tips for resting to help you make it effective for you. First, resting is completely safe. You can't harm yourself and you can't do it wrong. So feel free to play. Second, you can rest any time, any place. Try it when you're in a queue, on a walk, or any other place where it's safe for you to rest. Thirdly, remember to include now at the end of the phrase, I'm resting for your issue now. Because now brings you instantly into the present moment, and that's where you need to be to rest. Fourth, resting works best when you use a general phrase for your issue rather than a goal or a desired outcome. Because if you specify an outcome, then you're adding some doing into the process, and that's no longer resting, because resting isn't doing anything. So, for example, if you're wanting pain to go away from your shoulder, it's more effective to say, I'm resting for my shoulder now, and not to say, I'm resting for the pain to go away from my shoulder. Fifth, once you've rested for an issue, just leave it for a while. If it's still bothering you later, you can rest for it again. But we don't keep repeating the resting continuously, as that takes us into doing mode and away from resting itself. And fifth, you may choose to extend the time that you rest for. So if you've got the opportunity of 5 or 10 minutes, then you would say your resting phrase, I'm resting for my lower back now. And rather than pause for half a minute, you might pause for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, allowing the rest to deepen and extend. And lastly, have fun and just allow your imagination to take you to lots of resting places and spaces. That's all. Goodbye for now.